You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Grace to you and peace from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, and the rulers over the kings of the earth. To Him who loved us, my Bible says, to Him who loves us and washed us. Get it? Love is presence, present tense, washed is past tense. Loves you now. He washed you in the past. His love is a present active participle. It always goes on. Eating, drinking, sleeping, biking, swimming, and loving. That is Him loving you. It's a present active participle. It's got ing on the end of it. Washed is in the past. You've been washed. You've been sanctified. It's already done. He's not going to wash you again. You already have the victory. You've already been washed. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loves us and washed us from our own sins in His own blood. Up next, the Trinity in the greeting. Notice, from Him who is actually the name of God back in the Old Testament, where it says, greetings from the being, He who is. All right, He who is what? Nope, He who is. He told Moses, ego eimi ho om, I am the being. Before Abraham was, what did Jesus say? I am. And He's the Logos. I love that. It's where we get our word ology. Christology, geography, geology, anthropology. He's theology. He's everything. He is I am. And that's the greeting here. Greetings from He who is. Not, you don't even need an antecedent there. It's He who is. And greetings from the Holy Spirit. This note from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The seven spirits probably refers to the Holy Spirit, though it's an unusual way to refer to the third person of the Trinity. I think perhaps Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2 might shed some light on this. Let me read this to you. Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2. This is, there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch, capital B, shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That's one. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Maybe that's what he meant by that. I've translated that as the sevenfold Spirit of God. Seven being perfect. Number of perfection. And lastly here, greetings from the Son of God. Verse 5, greetings from Jesus Christ, who is. What a great place to build doctrine, isn't this? Greetings from Jesus Christ, who is. All right, who is Jesus? Tell us more about Him. Number one, He's the faithful witness. Number two, he's the firstborn from the dead. Number three, he's the prince or the ruler of the kings of the earth. Okay, let's start with number one. Witness to what? I can think of three significant things. Number one, he's the witness to the existence of heaven. John 14, 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He's a witness. It's like being in the court. He's got his hand on a stack of Bibles, and he's raising his other hand, and he's here to give witness. He's been called as an expert witness to something he's already seen. And this is what the man says to you. In my Father's house, where I'm from, there's many mansions there. If it wasn't so, I would tell you. Let God be true and every man a liar. I go to prepare a place for you. You can take that to the bank. What's he doing now? He's got his hammer out and his nails. And he's making you a house to live in. Because he says so. I go to, all right, maybe all he has to do is speak it. But I'll tell you what, he's making a house for you to dwell in because he says so in his word. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. There's another one, faithful witness. What does he say? I'm coming back again. As opposed to an unfaithful witness. You give him money and he gets up and lies on you in court. Here's the faithful witness. You're going to hear the truth from him. He says, I'm building you a house. He says, I'm coming again. I'm coming for you to take you out of this world. He's a faithful witness. So that where I am, there you may be also. Faithful witness says you are going to dwell with him. Faithful witness said, hanging on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. The Lord raises up his right hand, puts his left hand on the word of God, declares you can have eternal life and spend eternity in heaven and see the face of God and finally understand all of this. If you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, heaven is real. The Son of God is a witness. Number two, Jesus is a witness to the existence of hell and hellfire. If your hand offend you, cut it off. It'd be better for you to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that'll never be quenched. Greek word asbestos. Like that old figure of speech, you need an asbestos suit where you're going. Something that burns and burns and burns and never burns up, like the burning bush that spoke to Moses, is hellfire. Where the fire is not quenched, asbestos. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. He goes on there, says it two or three times. So, the Lord Jesus is a witness that hell is real with unquenchable fire. And everyone that is angry that God loves them will be cast into hell. Everyone that's angry that God loves them will be cast into hell fire. If you're offended that God loves you, you've been deceived, friend. That's the charge against each and every one of you today, is God loves you. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. The charge against every one of you. See, this is why there's so much smoke you can't see. The devil's deceived everyone. The charge on all of you is God loves you. All you have to do is receive him and turn and repent of your sins. And he's coming back for you. But Satan has snowed everyone into thinking, you've got to do something more, or you're going to lose something. God loves you. That's his message. And the Lord Jesus is a witness to, he's a witness to heaven. He's a witness to hell. Number three, he's a witness to the very heart of God. He's a witness. It's his Father. I can be a witness for my Father all that I want. You want to know about my dad? Why don't you come on over for some iced tea? I'll tell you all about him. Now, Jesus Christ is going to give a witness to his dad. And he says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. The testimony of Jesus Christ is that God loves you so much, he sent his Son to die on the cross for you. Because he wants to be with you for all eternity. And because you're a sinner. And there's only one way to get right with God, and that is through having your sins atoned for. And the good news is, someone's already done that for you, and his name is Jesus. Right? God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And has committed us this word of reconciliation. I'm sharing it with all of you. Don't let Satan snow you. So he's a witness to the heart of God. John, again, 3:16, I said, whoever believes in him, meaning those that don't believe, will suffer hellfire. Scripture number 2, Romans 5:8. For God demonstrates, here it is, it's an action. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we're still sinners, that Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Don't listen to no devil or any deceiving person out there. God demonstrates his love for us in that while we're still sinners, meaning in our very worst day, the worst people we could ever be, blubbering in sin, as Paul said, dead in trespasses and sins, down there in a swimming pool, dead, D-E-A-D. Dead, that he reached down and saved you on your worst day. That's the kind of love that God has for you. Romans 5:8. His desire is for you to spend eternity with him. It's your choice. Back to verse 5. From Jesus Christ, again, the faithful witness, that is, he'll always tell the truth. Always tell the truth concerning what he saw and what he knows as a witness. From Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, and the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Some translations say first begotten. Firstborn, the word is prototokos. Let's understand this word better. The word, besides meaning the first to be born, also means preeminent. Listen to this verse. First, let me give you one more. Psalm 89:27, if you're writing. I'm not going to read that to you, though. I'm going to read something else to you. Psalm 89:27, and listen to this one. Jeremiah 31:9. God says this. He says, they shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Show that to the Jehovah's Witness next time he knocks on your door. I tell you, you're going to have a big red circle around your house, and they won't come back again. Because firstborn means more than the first person being born. It means more than that.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.